thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Philippians 2:3, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others. Here's the dilemma of an insecure leader. If others excel in doing a job, they fear it will make them look bad. But they also fear that if they do the job poorly, they will still look bad. So they try to do everything themselves. As a result, they fail to succeed or their success is limited. Paul addresses it this way. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out for only your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Secure leaders are able to believe in others because they believe in themselves. They aren't arrogant. They know their own strengths and weaknesses and respect themselves. When their people perform well, they don't feel threatened. They go out of their way to bring the best people together, then build them up so that they will perform at the highest level. When a secure leader's team succeeds, it brings them great joy. They see that as the highest compliment that they can receive for their leadership ability. So what should you do about overcoming insecurity? Firstly, know yourself. If you're not naturally self-aware, ask someone you trust to name your three greatest strengths and weaknesses. Don't defend yourself when you hear their answers. Gather the information and then reflect on it. Secondly, get help. You're worth investing in. As you begin to overcome insecurity, you will rise to a new level of blessing and achievement. From Vision's Word for Today, Insecurity in Leadership.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.